But remember, there was a John the Baptist that God raised up in the spirit and power of Elijah, and he's going to raise up another. Maybe he already has. Raise up another in the spirit and power of Elijah to prepare the way of the Lord for history's final hour. And Aaron, what final word would you say for us to encourage us?
I think the biggest encouragement for me, Chuck, as I look at this story and the life of Elijah, is that ultimately what Elijah needed to realize was not the state of his country, not the state of his fellow man, but the state of his God. And as he looked at Israel and where it was at, he focused on that. And what he should have focused on was the power and strength of his God.
There you go, friends. Behold your God. That's the message. I didn't sign up for this. That's the name of the book. Your gift of $12 or more to Save America Ministries is going to put it in your hands. Just give us a call, 1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Actually, I think it's $11. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org. And please consider becoming a partner, would you? And like us right there on the Facebook, that is, if you like us. Like us on Facebook. Help us to get this message out and spread it more broadly. God bless you. Be a blessing. And don't be detoured on the detour.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, tonight we're going to be talking with Paul Kitzman about what's happening in the local government in his area. You know, if you read the books put out by the people on the other side, and there is another side, the people who've gone into the New Age, the dark side, the people who hate Christianity, the people who want to be part of this wonderful new coming world order, they will tell you to think globally, but to act locally. And, of course, they then work to get on the local city council and the board of supervisors and all these committees and attend all these meetings and interminable dullness and boring things going on all the time. But this is where you're going to get your power and your influence. And, of course, what happens is we, as Christians, ordinarily, we react. We just want to be left alone. We want to live our lives, raise our families, and enjoy the benefits of freedom. The people on the other side, those people who want to take away our freedom, are quite willing to commit themselves in this struggle, and they're willing to invest a great deal of time, in fact, the whole of their lives, in an effort to establish this authoritarian society and crush Christianity and crush good people and destroy the very fabric of our society. Well, Paul, of course, has been involved in the conservative movement for many years, and he actually decided some 10 years ago he was going to get involved in the local government in his area. He eventually became sort of the equivalent of the mayor of the town where he lives, and of course he's had to put up with all the barbs from the other side. You have to understand that the other side is well organized, but there are not very many of them. We're the vast majority. The vast majority of the people want to do what's right, but of course we don't have any power. The power rests with those people who get elected, and they get themselves elected by fixing the elections, by having the people working in the voting office, by gaining control of the local means of communication, working in conjunction with the radio stations and the newspapers to get their candidates elected. so that they can control. It's all about control and about power. It's all about simply taking away your property rights and the very, very human rights that we think we're entitled to under the Constitution and which they hate because they represent freedom and they don't believe in freedom. They believe in control. Paul, thank you so much for being with us tonight. Paul, are you there?
Well said. Very well said what you just summarized.
Why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners about your experience working in local government?
Okay, I'd like to kind of, when I first started, I was teaching gifted learners on weekends. I do extensive research because I knew 20, 25 years ago there was something definitely wrong in our country. I could sense it. I just couldn't pin it. And I started spending hours and hours in the library documenting everything, and I verify everything. One of the last things you want is to be incorrect or have false information, because that will be the last thing in local government, if you're in a position of authority, that they can use against you. So I'm very, very particular about source documents. And I've given numerous speeches, like on sustainability. Agenda 21 ties into that. Comprehensive planning. Smart growth is a really big issue. Alleged smart growth in Wisconsin, and it's really the framework of Agenda 21. But back 20, 25 years ago when I started doing the research, we were always led to look to Washington, D.C., which, you know, the president and Congress and everything else, and I started saying, wait a minute here. And I came across...
Hold that thought. I'm going to hold you right there. Just hang on. We'll be back in just a moment with Paul Kitzman talking about the Agenda 21. And control of your life.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
basically pointing out that as we're quoting from a letter from Thomas Jefferson, that Jefferson recognized that, of course, what you had to do was to spread out authority. Certainly the federal government would look after federal affairs and defense of the nation, but it was to do very relatively little. The state certainly would have police powers, and they would deal with the large issues. The issues having to do with the individual and property would be taken care of at the village or the town or the city level. But the last thing you want is somebody planning your life. Well, of course, the people who want to control you, they want planning commissions so we can have a better society and so we won't have pollution and so we can control, you know, and make sure that we have a better society. Ladies and gentlemen, planning commissions are not necessary for a better society. The individual can plan what's best for him. But they want to tell you what you can do with your home, what you can build on your home, what you can build on your property. The fascist element wants to regulate the individual, but always in the name of what's wrong with planning, after all. So you don't want to put a school next to a dynamite plant. Would you want to put a school right next to a dynamite plant? And of course, you will have all of these sophisticated arguments to justify controlling you. Well, if anybody wanted to put a dynamite plant next to a school, you could certainly take care of that with a lawsuit. The local government could do that. But when you start having these non-elected organizations, which is what the planning commissions are, made up of bureaucrats who could be bought and bribed for a price, and they can do this any place. I know they do this in my area. They do it every place. Power corrupts, and when you give certainly people in government power over your lives, you can be sure that power will be used to their advantage. Oh, some of them may talk about how they care about you and care about the environment and guess how they care about the future generations. But when you get right down to it, it's all about control. Go right ahead, Paul.
You're absolutely right, Stan. And what's fascinating is that, you know, the founders, we as individuals, you know, Ben Franklin told us, it's a republic if you can keep it. And it's about self-government. We have to govern each of our own farms, each of our own individuals, our families. And by doing so, obviously, all the other level of government will work because you have that moral fiber going, you know, outward instead of thinking, well, if we fix it in Washington, D.C., or if we fix it in the state capitol, it's going to magically get fixed in our backyard. It all starts with our own moral foundation, and that's where, you know, John Adams said, our Constitution's written only for holy for a religious and a moral people. It's inadequate for any other. And I personally have never seen so much corruption in government at the local level. But back to the control, and it's fascinating is that information is important, and we can touch on that briefly, but I started to realize that our answers, in my viewpoint, to a lot of the issues going on in our country is dealing with things locally. And after 10 years of experience of some of the most horrible lying and corruption and lying on affidavits, I finally realized that this is nothing but a spiritual war, and it's a moral issue, and it all boils down to what's in people's hearts and right and wrong. I mean, we are subject to, according to the founders, the laws of nature and nature's God. That is the supreme law of the land. Now, at the national level, we have the U.S. Constitution, which is their job description at the national level. And at the state level, I equate this almost as on an equal, the state constitution is the job description for each respective state. And those of us in local government, we take an oath to uphold the Constitution. Now, I think it's also important for people in government, most of the people in the 10 to 15 years, even including the research, of all my dealings with government, most people in local government are there for their ego or they're there for the control and the power. There are very few. To me, it's public service. I made about $8 a day. It was strictly public service. It consumed my life. But if good people don't get involved, garbage fills the vacuum. And what's fascinating is that we have to be involved, but we have to know what's going on. And that's why in Wisconsin here a few years ago under Governor Thompson, Dr. Stan, how you expressed the brotherhood of darkness, because it's a very... I feel it's a good way to explain the people who are behind this agenda. Governor Thompson, he's Roman Catholic, but he is at least a 32nd degree, and I have all this documented. I only deal in source documents. He is the one who came up with this supposedly wonderful idea of what they call smart growth. Now, it was snuck in on the state budget. It was done completely by behind closed doors. There was a deal struck with the Republicans and the Democrats. The public was completely excluded. I called the Capitol every single day, and it was snuck in. There was a bargaining chip that the Republicans traded off with the Democrats, and they came up with this supposedly wonderful idea called supposedly smart growth. Well, technically, it's called comprehensive planning. And at the planners' meetings, because I've been at a lot of their meetings, I've tried to be as active and involved as I can be to understand, the planners actually admit, the American Planning Association out of Chicago is nationwide. In fact, they're global. They also are tied in with ECLELI, which is tied in with Agenda 21 at a global level being implemented locally. And what's interesting is at these meetings, the planners, they have no care or concern about our Constitution, state or federal. They have no care about private rights, individual property rights. They always come up with this communal idea, which is Marxism, socialism, whatever you want to call it. And they admitted at one of the state planning meetings in Madison at the state capitol that they actually will be planning which crops farmers will plant. They will be monitoring it by satellite. In fact, the World the WCMC through the United Nations, I think it's the World Conservation Monitoring Center. I know them all by an acronym. They actually are monitoring some of the other countries as we speak as to you are only allowed to plant certain crops, and they watch and make sure those crops are the only crops that are planted and so on, because this all will tie in with the Wildlands Project and biodiversity. Well, anyways, this comprehensive planning, they admitted at this meeting that not only would they be monitoring all the farmers in their comprehensive planning, but also they admitted that if they would have called this comprehensive planning, that all sounds dull and dry, and it just wouldn't have sold well. And that's where the marketing end comes in. And that's where I'd like to interject here. One, an excellent book to understand how this Brotherhood of Darkness works, the powers that be, the power elite. Dr. Cuddy, I know, mentions it, and his works are exceptional, laying out who are the people that are orchestrating this little game. And Edward Bernays, back in 1928, wrote a phenomenal little book. It's back in print now, and he's the father of public relations, and it's called Propaganda. He goes into the invisible government. He's the one who got people using ivory soap. He brags about how he got fluoride into the waters. He brags about how he got women smoking. And he's known as the father of public relations. And they actually teach that in the college now. It's called PR or marketing. And they laughed at this state meeting on planning is that, well, we're going to call it smart growth. Because if you're not for smart growth, well, then obviously you're for dumb growth. So I always have phrased the discussion, whenever I deal with these people in government or out of government, it's very important to understand never to get onto a false premise or a situation where you can't discuss it. Because I bring it out, I say, well, it's alleged smart growth, it's so-called smart growth, and then you bring the argument right to the point, it's comprehensive planning, and the American Planning Association actually gave an award as a model project for this type of sustainable development and comprehensive planning, and it was none other than Robert Owen's New Harmony Socialist Society, and they actually have in quotes communitarianism. I use this in my presentations, and the only definition for communitarianism, there's two definitions, they essentially are the same thing, it's pure communism.
And I think people need to know who Robert Owen was. He was a socialist back about 1820. I mean, this is all about socialism.
It's all about fascism.
It's all about control. And this has been around for a long time, and it's part of this whole program we try to get people to understand. It is coming to its culmination now.
Yes.
Freedom as we know it is going to cease to exist. Well, there is a small group of very powerful and very wicked people who are intentionally destroying our economy, our churches, our currency. They want to crush the individual. They call it creative destruction. Basically, they want to create a new society, but they have to destroy the old one. And yet, of course, the Constitution is still the law of the land, so they're simply going around it, circumventing it. But the last thing they want people to understand is that these ideas of freedom. And little by little, they're eroding freedom and replacing it with an authoritarian structure, one that would have made Robert Owens very, very pleased, because he was a wicked man and part of this age-old movement to circumvent freedom and establish a totalitarian society. under the ruling bureaucratic elite. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Paul has certainly been on the front lines of this battle for many years, trying to get people to understand what's going on. Paul, were you able to influence or what was going on up there in Wisconsin? Were you able to block some of their efforts? Because it doesn't take very much to block them. All you need is one or two people. It's
correct.
All fraudulent. It's all bluff. Everything going on in Washington, D.C., I mean, the tick is from war to war to war. And they've just run up an additional debt of $1 trillion. Fighting a war in Afghanistan. There are 50 members of Al-Qaeda there in Afghanistan. We have over 500,000 men fighting it. And basically, the average individual has no concept at all of what's going on. Well, if you're out there and the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But don't let them, because it's think you, oh, well, all I have to do is go down and talk to these politicians. No, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to get involved. You've got to elect the politicians or get elected yourself. Freedom is never free, and you will either be work against this or you'll be part of the problem, because all that's necessary for evil to triumph is that good people do nothing, and the price that good people pay for their apathy and indifference to public affairs is that they are ruled by evil men. And ladies and gentlemen, at every level of our government today, we are ruled by evil and wicked men.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Dan, and we have with us Paul from Kitzman. He's from up Wisconsin. He's worked as the town manager up there. He's really committed himself to acting locally. And, of course, he understands Agenda 21. It's a subversive plan that is being implemented all across America by people who are involved in this treasonous movement to take control over your life out there in the listening audience. And basically they're doing a good job of it. And the average individual doesn't understand. They think that our local governments are acting independently. They're not. They're coordinated through an organization known as ECLE. They are working in concert, certainly, under this master plan, Agenda 21, to crush the individual and eventually to eliminate most of our population, because they think that people are the problem. We'll be much better off without as many people in the world. And they've already killed several billion people. They're killing millions every day. They intend to kill billions or more. Barbara, anything else you wanted to ask or say?
Well, it was just the whole idea that, you know, these kids that were growing up, I mean, they learn the work ethic. They learn how to grow food for other people. If, you know, if they're not allowed to do this, and the parents abide by the regulations, then what happens is that the farms go under, the production of food goes under, and so does the population.
But that's what it's really all about, Barbara. And of course, Barbara's talking about this latest federal regulation that will make it a criminal act for a person, a farmer, to allow their child to work on the farm until they're 18 years of age. Children raised on a farm cannot work on the farm. You see, that's madness. Ladies and gentlemen, we live in a world gone mad today. Barbara, anything else you want to say before we let you go?
If Paul has any other thoughts.
Any other thoughts, Paul?
Well, basically, too, you will be seeing a move more and more as Agenda 21 gets implemented into corporate farming. They want large, massive farms because they're easier to control. They have to get rid of the local family farms. And that's where the federal subsidy, agricultural subsidy, farm subsidies come in. And they can literally pull the rug at any time on those farm subsidies. And I know a lot of the local farmers, they can't make it because of the prices of milk and beef and so on. So they get these federal subsidies, and when they pull that rug, and they'll use the excuse of the economy, those farmers, literally, the rug will be pulling it out from under them, and they will be done.
And it's not going to be that far from now because, correct, of course, we have massive debts that can never be paid off. We've wasted probably at least $1 trillion on a foolish war over in Afghanistan. Why? Well, one reason to fight it was to bankrupt our nation. They want to destroy our economy so they can justify increasing their low power over the lives of the people. Barbara, anything else before we let you go?
Well, it's just that it sounds like Monsanto is wanting to take over so much of the farming because of, apparently up in northern Michigan, that they forced the farmers to kill off all of their young pigs because they wanted to, you know, have control over this. And I will take my answer off the air, but Paul, thank you for all that you're doing.
Well, accurate information is a very powerful tool, and once people, I believe, understand what's going on, it's much easier to deal with it and expose it and make positive improvements versus getting sideswiped because we don't see what's coming on. And I don't know, Dr. Stan, I'm sure you probably heard about the swine or the pig issue in Michigan, that the farmer can't kill the pig, but apparently there's been a mandate that the government will come in, and I believe they're white pigs or something of that nature, and supposedly they have to be killed, even though it's the farmer's animals and so on. It's absurd. I mean, we live in one of the craziest times of the world, probably in history. It's total craziness.
Well, but you see, it's because we've forgotten our Constitution. Yes. Limits the power of the federal government, and what the federal government is doing is not only treasonous and subversive, it's illegal.
Correct.
And yet we're letting them get away with it. But thank you, Barbara, so much. Let's now go to Frank, who's calling us from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Frank. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, good evening, Dr. Stan and Paul, guests. Greetings from Blacksmith Shop in Cheyenne. I had a question for him. Oh, first of all, the latest issue of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup said the Department of Agriculture has dropped that regulation about the kids on the farm.
Good. Well, that's so good to hear. And but certainly, it's only because I'm sure there's been an outcry, and we've been trying to get that information out. Why would they come up with that in the first place? I'm sure they'd like to do it, but
oh, yeah.
You see, there's not that many of them. And when they find that the people are up in arms, and they're going to say we're not going to go along with this foolishness, then they back away. They'll come back later.
You better believe they'll come back in a back door.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead, Frank.
My question is, what does your guest know about the International Code Council in its connection with ICLEI and Agenda 21?
Oh, Dr. Tan, should I respond?
Well, you go right ahead. Hold okay. that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You're talking, we call it here a sub-development ordinance, but yes, I get what you're saying. Yeah, that's more of your comprehensive planning. That's where the
and
government...
Our mayor has received an award from the International Code Council.
Yep.
As elected official of the year because he ramrodded this group.
And it makes it look official. They like to give out awards.
I wanted to know what the connection between the ICC and Agenda 21/ICLEI was, if you knew it.
There is a chapter specifically, and it's been a while since I read Agenda 21, but there's an actual chapter that goes into comprehensive planning, and that will fall right into comprehensive planning. That type of development is part of comprehensive planning, where the group, the majority, the commune, decides allegedly what is the best with your land or your neighbor's land or whatever.
Oh, yes, and, the stakeholders.
Yes, yes, that's one of their key terminology, and I didn't realize the government was a stakeholder on your property, but they like to create that false premise and then build off of that false premise, and if you don't nail that false premise right away, it's really an uphill battle, but I will warn you, too, there's different techniques that it's very important to study and be aware of. One of them's the Delphi method, the nominal group technique. I sat on the County Comprehensive Planning Steering Committee as a volunteer, and it was very, very challenging on that committee because everything was orchestrated. It was all controlled. And only at rare, rare times could I bring up comments because most of the people were urban in the city. They had no clue of how farming works. And one of the other plan commission members was a farmer. He'd bring up agriculture. Their eyes would just glaze over. But a real quick example is they had this push-pull. They had these questions, and the way you answered the question was no matter what, they would get the answer they wanted. Well, I wouldn't answer the question because I knew exactly it was the Delphi method and the nominal group technique. So the chair of the committee, she tries to put me on the spot. And you have to be very diplomatic. You have to be very polite. And I believe, you know, in the golden rule, you do unto others as you do unto them because most of them don't even have a clue of what they're doing.
Right.
And they were saying, okay, well, do you like houses up on the bluff? Because we have bluffs here by the river. And I said, well, your question doesn't clarify if I'm in the valley looking up at the bluffs or if I'm up in the bluff looking in the valley. It's all in your perspective. Well, just like that, a whole can of worms opened, and everyone in the plan commission all of a sudden started to see it. Well, you could see this from different ways, so you clearly couldn't answer the question.
Right.
So then the whole question fell flat. But you have to, timing is everything, and dealing, the Delphi technique and the nominal group technique, you have to, it's a challenge when they run the meeting, and they have, there's textbooks on this that I have gotten out of the university libraries and studied. They run the meeting, and their goal is to divide the people, especially co-property rights people, make them look like kooks or nuts or whatever, and you got to be very tactful. Number one, you have to know exactly what you say and back it all up. You have to be very tactful and professional in how you present it because they will take any opportunity to pull the rug out from you to make you look bad because you are a threat to their Marxism or communism.
Well, I escaped from Wisconsin 30 years ago.
You made a smart move. You know what I joke with people, if I could interject this? If you look at the name Wisconsin, two-thirds of the name is con and sin.
Yeah, right, exactly. But I'm still a member of the one true faith and a Packer-backer.
Oh, you are? Okay. But you see, where a lot of Wisconsin was behind this whole socialist progressive movement back with La Follette 100 years ago. Wisconsin has been one of the forefronts in pure socialism. And most of the local people...
The progressivism was Wisconsin.
I'm sorry?
Wisconsin and Minnesota and Iowa was the hotbed of the progressive movement.
Yeah.
And civil service and all this other nonsense they voiced upon us.
But the irony is when you ask, like, your neighbors and some of the people you know and stuff, you ask them, well, what's socialism? They have no idea. They're implementing pure Marxism, implementing Agenda 21. You wouldn't believe the state documents that I have from Minnesota and Wisconsin openly tying it to ICLEI or ICLEI and Agenda 21, openly. And the Wildlands Project. When I gave my state a presentation for all the state town officers at the state convention, the lawyer that they had a lawyer in another town chair giving a presentation. I was the third town chair. They were speechless because all I do is show documents for 30, 45 minutes, one document after another. And literally, they were speechless. I mean, it's all in their documentation. It just takes time to understand it and put it together in a simple manner to help local people understand it.
Well, thank you so much for calling, Frank. We've got to move on. We've got a board full. Let's go to Eric, who's calling from Michigan. Eric, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, thank you. I do have a question.
Go right ahead.
He mentioned the government having a a presumptive stakeholder position in one's private land. And so Michael Shaw on a previous broadcast had stated that Hickley operates on the basis of international contracts. So my question would be, in each case, there's a presumption that there's a valid contract that either the landowner entered into when he, she recorded their private land deed, creating a constructive trust adhesion contract, or this Hickley organization somehow is contracting with the various municipal corporations. And I'd like to respond to that, please.
If I understand your question properly, I'm not sure with your state constitution in Michigan. I know Wisconsin, we have a loyal character to title, and that's a whole research project I did separately. But there is something with the contract. If you buy your land in lawful money, which is gold or silver coin, you would actually own it. You cannot own something you buy with a note, which is a promise to pay. It's simply an IOU. And it appears that FDR, when he did the War Powers, which is a whole other extensive research project, it appears that the people's land was held as collateral from the evidence and documents I've seen. Now, Hickley, however you want to pronounce it, my understanding is simply a national, non-government organization. It's private, to my knowledge. And they're there to basically steer it as a moderator, and it's the local government and the federal government that are claiming, your zoning department, we hear it all the time, they claim they're a stakeholder. Well, unless you challenge them on it and say, wait a minute here, you're not a stakeholder to my property. I own my property. And they create this false premise, but it rarely gets challenged. So then a person starts discussing this false premise and this meaningless argument, and they're going to win generally the argument, because until you get on the right ground, you have a very, very weak case. And I would suspect the contracts probably go back to FDR when he held, and we're still under that national emergency, March the 9th, 1933, I believe was the date, with the Banking Act. My understanding is that's probably where that's going to tie back to. But basically, my understanding, though, is they're a private group, and in sustainability, the non-government organizations, they want to have basically equal authority as any level of government, even though they're totally unelected and they're privately funded with special interest money.
It's all about this control of your land, control of your family, control of your money, control of your wealth, control, Eric. Thank you so much for calling, and let's go to David, who's calling from upstate New York. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Agenda 21 is a fascist program to take away people's property rights. This whole system that's set up, this whole environmental concept, is aimed at controlling the individual, circumventing the Constitution, which limits the power of the bureaucracy and the ruling elite. But you see, they want to expand their power because they want to control us, and then, of course, they want to eliminate the vast majority of people in the world. And those of you who don't understand how effective they've been in killing literally billions of people will certainly want to hear our upcoming talk on Agenda 21, the covert agenda. David, do you have a question or comment?
Yes. I was listening to the Glenn Beck radio program about a week ago, and he had a special guest named Ted Nugent. And I caught the tail end of the conversation, but they were talking about pigs being killed. But Ted Nugent had some kind of run-in with the federal, I think he had a run-in with the federal government, or I'm not sure specifically what the problem was. I was wondering if your guest knew anything about that.
If you're referring to what I believe I heard on the news, it was the Secret Service. He, I believe, was at the NRA convention. He gave a presentation, and he made some statements. I think anybody who would listen to those statements would clearly have to agree, with a fifth-grade education, there's no way he threatened anybody's life. But the left-wing news media wanted to run with it, and they were trying to claim that he had threatened certain people, which he didn't. And then he supposedly met with the Secret Service, and it was all resolved, because I think anyone with, like I said, a fifth-grade education could see he threatened nobody. He simply said he would, if Obama gets elected again, he would be in jail or dead, I think, a year from now or something of that nature. And supposedly they considered that a threat. How that was a threat. But you'll realize that the left-wing news media, they're nut jobs. I mean, they make up, I've dealt with them locally here. They will lie through their teeth. They will make issues out of nothing simply to try to discredit anybody that's starting to expose what they're doing. And I think that's what, unfortunately, Ted has a way with words, and it appears he handled it and so on. But it appears that's what they were trying to do is, you know, snare or knock him because of these different statements. And I think you can YouTube and watch his whole speech, and you can judge for yourself and see if he said anything threatening to anybody. Basically, he just said he personally would be dead or in jail if Obama got elected again a year from now. That's all.
Yeah.
So I presume that's possibly what you caught the tail end of.
Yeah, but also in part of their conversation, the issue was that Ted Nugent brought up was something about pigs being killed in Michigan or another state. Now, were they actually killing his farm animals, or was it somebody else that he was?
Ted is from Michigan, but to my knowledge, he moved a number of years down to Texas. But my understanding from what I've heard, and I haven't seen the official government documents, because to me a lot of this is, they're brush fires, and clearly the people in Michigan have to address this, and it affects all of us, but there's only so many battles we can each fight. But my understanding is, I believe it was white pigs or white swine. There's something genetically about them, but the farmer couldn't kill them. If they did, that was, I believe, supposedly a felony. So either the federal or the state agents were coming in on these farmers' property and killing these, I believe, these white pigs because of their genetics or some absurd reason. And that's what Ted mentions that in his speech too at the NRA. He briefly.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I see. It wasn't necessarily they were killing his pigs, but they were killing somebody else's
pigs. Yes. To my understanding, all the farmers in Michigan. In fact, I got to do some electrical work on a farm up in Michigan in a week or two here, and I'll talk to the farmers up there. I'm sure they'll be totally up to speed on what's actually going on, because they're farmers in Michigan. And.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to mention before we let you go?
No, it's just, I mean, the things that are going on are just totally absurd, and it's insanity.
Well,
it's
we live in a world gone mad. There are only a few of us who are sane. Everybody thinks we're crazy. So our job is to do what we're doing. But fortunately, we have a voice, and just thank God for that. God bless. Thanks so very much. Let's go to Ryan, who's calling us from Trenton, New Jersey. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Ryan. How are we doing?
Hi, I'm well. How about you? I'm going to turn my radio down real quick.
Okay, fine.
So you guys were talking about Agenda 21, but that's Agenda 21 of what document? Because I'd like to learn more about it.
You want to answer that?
Go ahead, Paul. Okay. Explain to him what Agenda 21 is, will you?
Okay. The Agenda 21 that we actually see was there was a big meeting in Rio de Janeiro. What was it, Dr. Stan? 1990? It's been a while.
1992.
And a lot of the countries.
All right.
And it's an actual document, and it's the blueprint. It's a book. It's their blueprint for what they call sustainability. And if you'd like, Dr. Stan, sustainability is basically three circles that are intersecting. Now, this is through ICLEI, and the President's Council on Sustainable Development, where they take the economy, the community development, which is the Wyoming call, the ecological development, and where all three circles intertwine, that's what they claim is sustainable development. Now, in a number of documents I have, including like the Gaia Peace Atlas, they openly say it's the redistribution of wealth. And our county here, it's called social equity. And our La Crosse County is openly promoting this whole agenda and pure Marxism. But what's also interesting is where the ecological and the community overlap, according to ICLEI, and I can get you this document, Dr. Stan, if you're not aware of it. They actually show what they call as deep ecology or utopianism. And I had to look that one up. I don't know if you run across that terminology.
Utopia is, you know, I think I learned in school that it's something that can never exist.
Right. Heaven on earth or something of that nature.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, basically, let me just point out that there is an Agenda 21 document. You can get it off the internet, or you can get it through us. We actually sell this. In fact, we're putting together a syllabus called the Agenda 21 documents. We'll have the United Nations Agenda 21, the Earth Charter, the summary of the global biodiversity assessment. You don't want to read that. It's 1,150 or 42 pages, but we have it just summarized in about 40 pages. It came out of the Second Earth Summit as well. And then, of course, the message from the Georgia Guidestones, which is a monument that was erected by a secret society. Everybody, of course, it goes right along with this. So those four documents we call Agenda 21, the Covert Agenda. And you will be able to get that through my ministry. And, of course, it'll go right along with the talk we're going to be giving here in about a month. We do have an excellent DVD, and it's Michael Shaw, who I think is the best informed individual we have out there on Agenda 21, and he'll take you into sustainable development. He'll show you the three circles, and you could order this DVD from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then if you want to read the documents, if you can't get them off the internet, why you get them from us, but certainly we'd love to sell them to you, but because you can get, I would be immoral if I didn't warn you, you can get them off the internet. Anything else, Ryan?
Actually, that's pretty much all.
Okay, yeah, fine. Well, thank you so much for calling. Let's go to Janet, who's calling us from Michigan. Hi, Janet. How are we doing?
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How about you? Do you have a question for our guest, Paul Cuthbert?
I sure do. I do. I was under the impression that there are different arms of Agenda 21, and I was wondering if you you knew anything about Codex Elementarius and why they would have a goal of the end of this year for having this completely implemented.
Well, Paul, why don't you discuss that? Tell them what Codex Elementarius is and then why they're in a hurry to get this. But they've been in a hurry to get this implemented for a long time. What is Codex? Why should we be concerned about it?
Well, the short answer to Codex is global control of all your food supplements, and all your natural supplements would have to be going through this standard set up by the global agency, the UN. And obviously, the UN in Agenda 21 has to control the population. They have to control all food supplies. And in order to do that, they will be coming in from every facet of your life if they're allowed to do this. And that is how they want to control, because they want to push drugs. There's huge money in drugs, but there's also ways of controlling people with drugs. So the natural route is a route they aren't real proactive with unless they can control it.
Hold that's that thought. We'll answer. Be back in just a moment. I guess it's been Paul Gitman.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's PROPAX.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and the day doesn't pass. Another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire gold and silver. Discount gold and silver trading is founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing.
And again, somehow, precious metals, I believe the Lord is gold, watching over Israel because rare people have not been and killed recently. But it's getting very dangerous. 90%
silver bags are on hand for the silver investment. Gold self-directed IRAs are there. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Longevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios for both good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Actually getting fuel, and they don't want the fuel from Israel. They want the fuel
to come from other sources. They don't want anything from Israel. So this is really a problem.
Hold on there. We'll be back in just a moment. Cheryl's just saying that things are really far worse in Egypt today than they were when Mubarak was there, because Israel used to get a lot of their natural gas from Egypt, and they keep blowing up the pipelines. Has this had an impact on life in Israel, without adequate access to natural gas?
Well, as I see it, no, because we were running perfectly fine, but I'm sure it has an impact because of it's so much. It's been blown up at least 14 times, that pipeline. They will not allow it to run. So Israel has to find an alternative, because it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. So they have to find their own source, which they are finding. They have 7 drills now in the ground and off the shores of Israel, and they're drilling for gas and for oil. So they have found sites, which is they call it an absolute miracle that they finally found resources in their own land, and they'll be able to supply their own resources, and they'll even be able to ship, they said, some resources over to Europe. They'll have so much.
Now, what about down around the Dead Sea? Because people have been talking about the oil wells down there, potential gas wells. Have they ever found anything down there? Was that all simply a marketing hype? Do you know?
Yeah, they did find some down there, and they have drills down there now, and they're continuing to search and research down there. But the main drills, the main place, the wells that they found is off the shores of Haifa, and in the Mediterranean. So they're concentrating on that. They have drills going down into the ground. Yes, they do have problems with, you know, it's so far down. They've been having a few problems, but they have found it, and they say it's so much more times than they thought it was that they're going to be fine. As far as the Dead Sea, I'll keep you updated on that while that keeps going on.
All right, fine. Well, how's the overall economy in Israel doing? And what's the attitude of the people back there? I mean, certainly are the Israelis, concerned? Are they frightened about the uncertainties that are taking place over there, the very real possibility there may be a war either with Iran or some other country over there?
Well, there's a lot of concern, of course, but as life goes on in Israel, Israel is a very unique nation. They had Independence Day, and they had the Memory of the Fallen Soldiers Day. And so one day they were in deep mourning. There was a siren that sounded, and everyone stopped in the country to remember all the victims who have fought for this war and have died, for Israel and have died. And then immediately the day afterwards was Independence Day. So they went from being very sad and remembering what happened to very happy because Israel is a state. And that shows how the people recover. They want it to be an example of, yes, bad things will happen here in Israel. They expect it. And it says so in the Bible, and they do believe that. And so the next thing they need to do is pick themselves up and keep going forward, which they do. So actually the economy isn't doing that bad right now. It's doing pretty good overall. And the unemployment rate did go up a little bit. But Israel has the third in the world for the housing market. They're doing very well. So it is expensive to live here. I have to admit, this is one of the most expensive places I've ever lived. And we talked about the gas being over $8 a gallon here, and food, and just a bottle of vitamins costs $40, where it would cost $6 in America. So people are paying, and they don't make as much wages in Israel. But they are the 14th, as far as in the world, the 14th happiest country in the world. So they're doing fine.
And you've been there how long now, Cheryl?
13 years this month, actually.
13 years, and so we're fortunate to have Cheryl there. What if you're out there listening audience, you have a question for Cheryl, who, of course, is our correspondent over there in Jerusalem? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. What about these settlers in Judea and Samaria? We've heard from some of our other correspondents that there is still a conflict there, that the people have had their homes, they've been there for many years, and there's an organized effort on the part of the government officials to move the people out of their homes in what is called, they call them settlers, as if somehow they've just settled there and are sort of renegades, but a lot of these people have been there 20 or 30 years in those homes. What's going on there in Judea and Samaria?
Yeah, the interesting thing is how the people, the Palestinian people, look at this, the Islamic people. They think once they conquer a territory, it's theirs forever. So for Israel to come back in 1948 and be given this land back because they had it for many years, this was an invasion to the Palestinian people. There were very few Palestinian Arabs at that time, but it has, of course, grown over the years. So they think wherever these Jewish people are, they're occupying their territory. So even Jerusalem is considered occupied territory because that was theirs at one time. That was the Islamic people. So the people that are living in the West Bank areas, that was the West Bank of Jordan. Jordan actually occupied the West Bank and where the West Bank is now. And so when the so-called settlers moved in, when the people, Jewish people came back, they came back all over the land of Israel. And they put up some caravans, trailers, until they were able to build houses. And some of them are new. When they go into the areas in Judea and Samaria, and Hebron, different places, they began to build, and they're expanding. So they believe, according to the Bible, that this is their land. It was given to them in 1948 again, and the Palestinian people don't agree with it. So the media, and this is a very good point, the media is really twisting the story around. And so if you don't know any better, you're going to believe that the Jewish people are taking over the Palestinian land when that is not the case. We need to look into good media to find out what's really going on here in Israel. Israel has rights in different areas, but the Palestinian people are making it look like, and their PR is making it look like, that Israel is doing the bad things. Now, some places, Netanyahu, the prime minister, said we need to get out of those areas and let's leave it to them. And so he has to compromise with them to keep the peace. It's all about land for peace is what they're dealing with, the Palestinian people. They want more land. And the problem is when they get more land, they're not going to give peace, as we've seen in the past. History repeats itself. So as we give more land, as Israel gives more land, there actually is less peace. And when they have the chance, they already said this in the news in Arabic, they're going to take over Israel and wipe them into the sea. So there won't be any peace in Israel.
Well, it just seems so foolish for Israel to keep making concession after concession after concession, when it should be so obvious that there will never be peace there until the Lord comes.
Yeah, there won't be, because, you know, the Prince of Peace lives within us. And that's really interesting. That way, I took a survey one time in Jerusalem, and I surveyed just Christians, Muslims, Jewish people, whoever I could. I said, what does it mean to pray for the peace of Jerusalem? Each one said that it means that we're praying for the Messiah to come. And everyone has a different idea of the Messiah, of course. But they're praying for the Messiah to come because they said there will not be any peace until that time happens.
Well, I would tend to agree with you. I mean, idealistically, why, of course, why we would be able to come up logically with a solution, I don't think there is a logical solution, and I think it's the most miraculous thing in the world that Israel is a nation after 2,000 years. The city Jerusalem was destroyed in 70 AD. The Jews were there. About 2 million of them, one or 2 million were slaughtered. Most of the Christian Jews had left and gone to other areas, which is why Christianity survived, certainly after the fall of Rome. But of course, as far as Jerusalem, very, very few Jews have lived here for the last 2,000 years. And certainly now, of course, the Jews are returning. Are they still returning from other parts of the world, Cheryl?
Oh, absolutely. And just as the Bible predicted, the prophecies in the Bible, that the Lord would bring them from the north, south, east, and west, and he's done it in that order. He's been bringing them from Russia and Ethiopia and from all the Sephardic countries, the Arabic countries, and now he's bringing them from the west, which is very interesting, from England, Canada, and especially America. And they have 7.8 million citizens in Israel now, and 75.3% are Jewish, and then they have Israeli Arabs, which is 20.6%. So, and then the rest are just a mixture of people. So the planes are coming in continually. People are making aliyah, which means immigration, to Israel, because they feel like this is a place where they can be safe, first of all, because they're being attacked in other countries, or people they say are taking over their countries, and they want to have their own land. And they feel like these are the last days that we live in and we need to stand. They need to stand with their own people. So there are people that are drawn together to help one another. It's very amazing. Yes, there's a lot of divisions in Israel, but one thing they believe is that they need to stick together during the hard times.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And this is really amazing. Here in America, I sense a rising tide of anti-Semitism, and I sense this totally fallacious arguments, but blaming the Jews for all of the problems we have. And as a result, Jewish people, successful people, are picking up and moving to Israel. Now, from a logical point of view, facing the very real possibility of a major war in that area, this is totally illogical. But then what is happening has nothing to do with logic. I believe it's God's plan. I do believe God does rule in the affairs of man, and he is motivating Jews from the United States and from certainly Canada and other places here in the Western Hemisphere to go back to Israel at this time in history. Do you sort of sense this as truly prophetic? Cheryl?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it really is prophetic. I really believe that. You've never seen such a people move into a land such as this. I mean, it's amazing. We have the language of Hebrew coming back. That really hasn't ever happened. The prophecies that have been fulfilled in the Bible that, you know, back in 1800s when Mark Twain came to Israel, he said, boy, this is a barren land. Who would
want to
live
here? Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Hold that thought. Well, this Cheryl is just talking about the poverty that exists in the Palestinian area, and so there's no job, so they just line up and hope that somebody will come from the Israeli section, take them in, give them a few days' work. Palestinians are willing to work and work hard, but there's no factories, there's no nothing. The Palestinians are certainly living in abject poverty. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And the plight of the Palestinians, I mean, a lot of people want to take the side of the Israelis. You know, we're Christians, we're supposed to side with the Israelis. But the Palestinians certainly need our help and our prayers as well. Now, what percentage of Palestinians are Christians? Do we have any idea?
Well, there are 2.1% Christians, and we're talking about not just evangelical. Evangelical is a very, very small percentage of that. We have a lot of Catholic, Orthodox, Russian Orthodox, Greek Orthodox, these type of Christians scattered about in the West Bank and in Israel proper. A lot of them live in East Jerusalem, too. But the places where I go, mostly they are Muslim. And these Muslim people, I found, are very tired of the violence. They, too, are people like us who want their children to grow up and become doctors, lawyers, or at least a decent job so they can live and be in peace. So what I'm finding is these people are reaching up. They don't want, this is very interesting, they don't want the God of Islam anymore. And they, when they hear about the love of Christ, they really want him. And it's amazing because when I visit these places, they ask me to take them to get them baptized. They said, what's to stop us from getting baptized? Just like in the book of Acts, when Philip saw the eunuch, what stops me from being baptized? And so I have actually got the chance to baptize quite a few of these people. I take them to the Jordan River, and when they get baptized, they go down as a Muslim. This is how they look at it, and they come up as a Christian. And their hearts change towards the Israeli people. They don't have a hatred. They are learning to love, and they know that that's right. They said they feel it from the inside. They need to love their neighbors, and which is the Jewish people. So that's why I go into these villages, and yes, I will take them food and clothing. But, you know, there's times when I don't take them anything, and all they want to hear about is the Lord. So the problem is with these people coming to the Lord, it's worthy of death. When you leave Islam, that means you can be killed as a traitor to the Islamic people. And right now I have one guy we baptized last year. He's in prison. Because he went back to his village in the West Bank and he told them about Jesus. When he did that, his brother turned him into the Palestinian Authority. And the Palestinian Authority arrested him, tortured him, and he sits in prison now. And the whole reason behind it is because he became a Christian was evangelizing. But what they did is they put a false charge on him saying he sold land to a Jew, which is, you know, worthy of death, and that is the law. So if you sell land to the Jew, you're killed. If you are a collaborator, if you help stop a suicide bombing, you are worthy of death, you're a traitor, or if you become a Christian. So I have people right now that I have baptized. A couple of them have been killed. One was just let out of an Israeli prison for being illegally in Israel, and they gave him permission to stay in Israel because his life is in danger in the West Bank. And I have two boys who actually I helped get asylum in Norway for them. And these two boys, if they are sent back to the West Bank, they will be killed for trying to seek asylum away from the Palestinian Authority. Their father became a Christian, and if they are caught back in the West Bank, they will be killed, just be it because they have sided with their father. They both became Christians, but the point is that they are siding with Christians. They should have an honor killing in the family or leave their father completely in order to be safe with Islam. So we're having lots of problems in the West Bank when these people become Christians.
And I don't think the Christians here in the United States have any idea, really, of course, the jeopardy that people are in over here. I mean, just halfway around the world, you know, simply because they profess being Christians. We take have the opportunity to be Christians. It's just sort of, well, it's just sort of normal here. But people all throughout the world are having to give their lives to become Christians and for accepting the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh, there is a spiritual battle going on today, ladies and gentlemen, for the souls of men, and this is not simply an ideological battle. It's a violent battle, and people are dying and being killed and tortured. And today, certainly in places, funds to the Palestinians as long as they're killing people for becoming a Christian. They certainly, we go right along with Sharia law. We certainly support the people who are killing the Christians. When is America going to start supporting Christianity? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock. And, of course, Cheryl's over there, of course, dealing with both the Jews and the Palestinians, trying to get the truth out. If you have a question or comment for Cheryl, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. or 464-8295. And we have Randall calling from upstate New York. If you're out there listening audience, don't be bashful. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Hi, Randall. How are we doing?
Good evening, Dr. Stan, and good evening, Cheryl. And greetings and blessings to both of you. It's awesome to have you in my airwaves here out in the great Northeast. And I got a question for you. I heard through some friends and everything, and I don't have internet, so I have no way of checking. But is there like a boycott or a ban on Messianic believers going back to Israel just to visit even? Because I've never been to Israel and I really want to go, and I've wanted to go for a while. And I have a colorful past, which would be sort of one strike against me. And I also happen to be a Messianic believer. So should I not even try to go, or is there something that you may know that generally the most population doesn't know?
No, actually, it would not be a problem for you to come visit Israel. When you enter the country, when you come through the airport, you will get a 3-month visa as a tourist visa. You don't need to give them any information. What they'll do is ask you at the airport different security questions. You only answer what they ask. You try not to lend more information because it just brings you more questions. But they want tourists to come, and they don't mind if you're Messianic or not, if you come as a tourist and you leave. So the problem area comes in when you want to make aliyah or immigration. Then you want to try not to say what you are, try not to give your background, but that becomes a whole different story. They do not want Messianics here. The Shah's party, especially the Minister of Interior, who is run by the Shah's party, because they're afraid, and you got to look at it from their point of view, just like Saul of Tarsus, they're afraid that these Messianics who have actually become Christian are not Jews anymore. So they're trying to steal the souls of the Jewish people and wipe out the Jewish population. That is their belief. So, yes, it is problematic to make aliyah here if they know that because they're afraid, but it's not a problem to come visit. And I'm sure people can talk you through, or you can be in touch and I could help you a little bit there.
And Randall, basically it is an exciting experience. We've been there 6 times, Barbara and I, many years ago, but we'd love to get there again. Maybe we will sometime. But you really need to go. It's well worth the time and the expense. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Anything else you'd like to ask, Randall?
Actually, if I could ask a follow-up question.
Sure, go ahead.
I'm also financially struggling, and is there any programs or anything you know where believers could go and, like, either do a work exchange or something like that, or any scholarships? Because the ones that I've heard of are for Jewish by birth people only.
Yeah, mostly those are by the government, but there are Christian organizations that allow people to come as volunteers and work for their organizations. So you can do that, and they will give you room and some board, but you have to bring a little bit of money for your support. But yes, they will help you out, and you can help them.
And Randall, we're going to put Cheryl's number. In fact, it's long right now. Cheryl, why don't you tell people how they can get in touch with your email and contact you if they'd like to. Anything else you wanted to ask, Randall, before we let you go?
No, but thank you both very much, and I hope you all have a great Shabbat, too.
God bless. Well, let's go right now. We've got other callers coming on board, but right now, would you like to get your email address so people know how to get in touch with you?
Yes, that is the best way, is by email, and my email address is reportingfromisrael, all one word, reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
Reporting from Israel, one word, at gmail.com. Okay, that'll get through, and let's go to Herman, who's calling us. And hi, Herman, do you have a question for our guest here? And I think Herman will be available in just a moment. Hi, Herman, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, hi, Cheryl. We love to have your report each month. I recently read that Uruguay in South America recognized a Palestinian state on March 15th, becoming the 10th South American country to do so. Colombia is the only nation in the region that didn't follow the lead of Brazil, which made the move in December. And I'm surprised at this because the Palestinian state does not yet exist. It seems like a lot of countries are trying to force the issue.
Yes, that's true, and especially the Palestinians are trying to force the issue, the leadership. What's going on there is that they don't want to have to negotiate with Israel. They don't want to go to the negotiation table. They have certain things that they want from Israel, to like to stop building in the West Bank areas and all these other demands. So what's going on here is that the prisoners went on a hunger strike. And so they've been on a hunger strike for 14 days now. And the whole purpose behind that is to stand up for these prisoners being free, for one thing. They want all Palestinian prisoners out of the prison. And they don't want, they want a Palestinian state. They want Israel to drop all of their demands of coming to the negotiation table. And they want to declare a state unilaterally. They want to just say, we are a Palestinian state, and it doesn't matter what you say. We're not going to negotiate with our neighbors. We're just doing it. And it's not working with a lot of the countries, but some, as you said, are giving in, and they're allowing them to do this. This is not good. Not good to do that. They need to negotiate like normal people, sit down and make some promises and live in peace with their neighbors.
All right. Anything else, Herman?
Well, I heard an interview recently, and a gentleman, he was going through things in the Quran, and he said that one of the problems is that in the Quran, you are allowed to lie if it furthers your ultimate goal. So he pointed out that would include making treaties if you are in a weaker position, so that later when you feel stronger, you can renege on the treaties. So how can Israel make a treaty with people whose heart, you know, whose religion tells them that they can lie to get ahead?
Yeah, right. Actually, they're following the example of Muhammad, you know, way back when he decided to make a treaty, and he broke that treaty, and he went in and killed people. So they said they can do that, too. If it's for their cause, they can lie. And Israel knows that. Most people here know that. So they don't want to make a treaty with the Palestinians. They want to sit down in front of the world and have them say these things and sign these things, so they will have backup when the time does come that they break that treaty. So they don't really believe that this treaty will ever hold. There will come a time. There's a hudna, which is a break in the fighting. Only a hudna, but not a real peace treaty. So they want the world to know. They signed, they sat, they said, and now they're not coming through. So something has to be done.
Now, are there people in Israel who are concerned that the present administration, Washington, led by President Obama, that he may be a closet Muslim and try to force the issue by simply declaring a Palestinian state or backing that?
A lot of the people here are worried about the government in America not standing with Israel. With that one issue, they are talking about that, but they're more concerned with Iran, about the U.S. government right now not standing with Israel. Israel is realizing now that it's going to be standing alone, and they have to make decisions by themselves. So it is a problem. They don't trust the American government to stand with them. They see that they're going to be alone. And that's what's so amazing, that the people are coming back here, the Jewish people, knowing that that situation could happen and will happen eventually.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Herman.
I really think that shows the insanity of what's going on today. The Israelis are being drawn back to Israel, even though it's probably very, very dangerous to be going back. But I think they're being intentionally drawn back by God's hand. And I think this is prophetic. It's happening. We're witnessing it. Doesn't make any sense, but it's going on. Well, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we have Jeff calling from Lansing, Michigan. Hi, Jeff. How are we doing?
Good. How are you doing, Dr. Stan?
Doing just fine, and it's awfully late back there. Appreciate you staying up to talk to us. Go ahead.
Yep. Just wanted to get right to it. The IFCJ, the Yekiel Ekstein organization, it teamed up with some Christian donors and stuff like that here in America, and his goal is to bring Jews back from, like, former Soviet Union countries and stuff like that, bring them to Israel. But even though he wants to bring the Jews back and help poor Jews, that's his thing. He quotes the Bible in his correspondences and everything else. But none of that includes the gospel. And what you were saying a few minutes ago, what your guest was saying a few minutes ago about they want Jews to come back to Israel, but they don't want Messianic Jews. And that plays right into what he's doing. And I got a correspondence from him, and he said Messiah will one day come, and it would be wise for us to align with his purposes. And I called him up, and I said, well, which Messiah is it that he's talking about here? It's definitely not Jesus, right? And so you have Yekiel Eckstein, who's basically waiting for the Antichrist to take his seat in Jerusalem, bringing Jews back to Israel. And I wondered if your guest had any comments on his organization and how they're teamed up with evangelical Christians.
Well, Jeff, let me comment on this. Certainly everything you say is absolutely correct. But remember, God is the ultimate architect of all this, and God can use people who have an entirely different agenda for his purposes. Yes, certainly. The Jews, certainly, I believe, are waiting for the Antichrist to come. They don't understand that. They think that when the Messiah comes, that is going to be certainly wonderful. We as Christians believe it is going to be the Antichrist. But in the final analysis, if you look at it from a logical point of view, it doesn't make sense. If you look at it from the point of view of the fact that God could be using people who want to actually install the Antichrist, it makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Or would you agree with that, Jeff?
I would agree. The only thing that's nefarious, I think, about his organization in particular is that he's using the ignorance of the run-of-the-mill go-to-church person, you know, a Christian, and sending out these correspondences and telling us we would be wise to, and this is in one of his pamphlets, I'm almost quoting it word for word, we would be wise to align our will with the Messiah who will one day come.
And you're absolutely right, and it is deceptive, and certainly it is wrong. He is exploiting the Christians, and I think your points are well made. What we have to understand, and certainly I am not in the going to go ahead and finance that sort of thing, but I think here you see God's hand working in a situation that just doesn't make sense, but your point is very, very valid. Okay, anything else you want to say, Jeff?
No, that's I just kind of wanted to see if your guest had any takes on that, so
do you want to take anything on that, or what would your thoughts be?
Yes. I know the organization, and we speak a lot about that over here. And Christians need to know, when you donate to Israel and you want to help just the Jewish people, you can donate to his organization. And it could, and if you want to donate to see the gospel go forward, really be wise about where you put your money, because Eckstein's organization will cut off the gospel. They want the help for the Jewish people, which is a great thing. Some people are just called to do that. But if you're called for spreading the gospel and letting people know about eternal life and hope, then you want to really look at a different organization that will allow that to happen.
And Jeff, if I could just put a plug in, you can get in touch with Cheryl. We personally support Cheryl, my wife and myself, because we think the work she's doing is so vitally important. Does that answer your question?
Yes, I appreciate your time.
God bless. Okay, again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you're looking at things logically, none of this is logical. It's not logical that the Jews should return to the Holy Land at this time in history. After 2,000 years, it's not logical that they should have taken up the language of Hebrew. Hebrew was dead. It's been a dead language for 1,000 years. It's not logical that they should have changed from the British pound, their means of exchange, to the shekel, which, of course, was the coinage which was used certainly, you know, a couple of thousand years ago. But so many things are simply Fulfilling the Prophecies. And if you haven't seen the set of DVDs, we are featuring by Pastor Billy Crone, The Final Countdown, why we think they're well worthwhile. Pastor Crone has done, I think, a momentous job of putting together all sorts of film footage and ideas. We carry his 10 DVD series going into the prophecies as they're fulfilled today. The Final Countdown, we have the first five of the talks on a CD, and we have the book, which actually follows the text of the DVD set. And Pastor Crone is now doing another set. This will be not 10 DVDs, it'll probably be 25 or 30. So if you want something right now, why, of course, well, the way things are going, I would not put it off. I'd get the one that he has now. It's not that expensive. In fact, we have a very good price on it. And if you get both part one and part two, it's even less. But you need to have this. You need to study it. You need to get it to others. And you can see God's hand in every illogical thing taking place today. And certainly if you see something happening that doesn't make sense, there has to be another reason. And I happen to believe that's God's hand. Cheryl, you go right ahead.
Okay, well, I just wanted to come back to one topic, and that is these people that are being persecuted underneath the Palestinian Authority. Now, remember, the Palestinian Authority is supposed to be the most moderate, Abbas is supposed to be the most moderate of the people to work with for Israel. So Israel's being forced into being partners in peace with this organization, this Palestinian government, who actually is going to wants to wipe Israel out, and they are actually treating the people very badly. Most Palestinians want to be under Israel rule. They have better conditions, they have health insurance, they have jobs, but they're afraid to talk, because if they do, they will get killed. I know a village where 26 people were shot this last month because they went against the authority. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because these people that I'm working with, and when they change their heart, as I told you, they begin to love the Jewish people and love Israel. And these boys I told you from Norway that are coming, that are in Norway trying to get asylum, they were denied because European countries are getting afraid to have so many people immigrating from Islam, from the nations to their countries, because it's turning into a little Islamia. I can't find the right words, but these boys have been denied.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Cheryl Hancock, and give us a call.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Ben Cheryl Hancock, and certainly what a privilege to have Cheryl with us on a monthly basis. Cheryl, one more time, let's get your email out.
Okay, that's one word, reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
That's reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. God bless you, Cheryl. And, if we can help you at all, give us, you know how to reach us, and otherwise we'll talk to you next month at the same time.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
God bless. Okay, fine. There's a very, very courageous lady who's been over there in Israel 13 years. What a privilege it is to have her with us. Certainly the first Thursday evening of every month now and this time slot. Well, if you're out across America and you're concerned about what's going on in the world, here, if you're concerned about Israel, if you're concerned about the spiritual battle that's taking place, why, and you'd like to help us maintain our network of some 70 outlets across America every week, and of course, as you listen to our programs, you realize the outreach we do have. In fact, I talked to William Federer today, and he was just commenting he had been here in California speaking for Concerned Women for America. He had a little table at one of their meetings, and how many people had come up to him and said, "Oh, we heard you on Dr. Stan's program." And then he was in Ohio about a week ago, and they had a table there, and somebody came up and said, "Oh, we've heard you on Dr. Stan's show," and how he goes all across America. And people come up to him and say, "Oh, we've heard you on Dr. Stan's show." And of course, Bill's a personal friend, and we're in this battle together, and we will be having him on again sometime real soon. But we are having an outreach, and if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family supporter and become part of our effort, why, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, if you're in a position to donate or to advertise. Well, I think we'll have room for another advertiser very soon. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That new DVD with Michael Shaw is now available. If you haven't seen my talk on The Forbidden Secret or The Dark Secret, you need to get those. They're on DVD. And, of course, you should get the syllabus that goes with them. You're welcome to copy those if you want. And then, of course, we have my new DVDs, Ross and Peterson on geoengineering. Gets in the background of contrails and chemtrails. Our new DVD with Benny Martini on aspartame, the best thing that's out there. Our new DVD with Michael Shaw on Agenda 21. And then, of course, the relatively new DVD called The Dangerous Deception. Well, it really is new. We've just got it together. It's an interview I did with Norman many years ago. But, of course, it has an update where I tell you what is really going on so you don't have to make all the mistakes I've made over this last 50 years. So basically, I've learned an awful lot, and we hope to be able to relay that to you. All of these items are available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5 HIV war, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war today. And so that we hope you go to our website, you can listen to our radio programs, you can listen to our archive programs, you can watch our DVDs, you can read our newsletters. We have another section called Videos Around the Internet. Fascinating material there, and we hope that you will go through it and that you will learn a great deal so you may be effective in this this truly classic study. But this classic struggle that's taking place for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So this is the time we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please, please pray for Radio Liberty. Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America and that I love.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.